Live from the KTSW studios in San Marcos, Texas, this is Bobcat Radio.
Good morning, Bobcat Nation. I'm your host, Roderick Jackson, in studio with my producer, Osmara Vaez, and my beautiful co-host, Grace Reddick. To start off the show, we got a nice basketball, some interesting news going on about the transfer portal. We got baseball. Baseball's kind of been going underway, going in a good swing, and softball has been tearing it up, led by Jessica Mullins. But before we get into all that, let's go to Grace for our live read.
Twin Peaks Restaurants and Sports Bar is a sponsor of this broadcast of Bobcat Radio, located on the northbound frontage road of I-35 at Guadalupe Street in San Marcos. Twin Peaks has bites, wings, burgers, sandwiches, and more. Info and menu at twinpeaksrestaurant.com. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Grace. All right, so to start off, basketball. Jordan Love, Brandon Love, Jordan Mason, sorry, wow. So many sports going on in my mind right now. But yeah, Brandon Love, Jordan Mason, Davion Sykes, what's going on? They're leaving. What are we thinking of this? Because we didn't think they'd leave at all.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, I was really quite surprised. I saw it on Twitter, I think. Davion announced it first, and then I was like, oh my gosh, no way. And then I started to do like a deep dive. I was like, they're all leaving. And these three players have been a critical just backbone of this Texas State Bobcat team, especially Jordan Mason, has actually, the comeback he has had, I mean, he didn't have a very interesting freshman season, but his sophomore season, I mean, what? Like, just tearing the development up he had. Mm-hmm. So, just in going back to the last game, which they actually made it to the semifinals, just shout out to them in the Sun Belt tournament. Mm-hmm. Jordan Mason had 6 rebounds, and then overall, I forgot the number, but it was something crazy. Overall, the season, he led the team with the most points. So, just something crazy like that. So, it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. Same thing with Davion, amazing, versatile player. Brandon Love, who are just great players, and I'm just really excited to see where they end up.
I totally agree with you, Grace. And one thing that all have in common is that they're all leaders. Like, mm-hmm. they showed leadership throughout this season.
Exactly.
And literally their name always keeps popping up after every game.
Exactly. For sure. And I actually kind of, to go back on this, during the season when they were playing, and I was like, I forgot who asked me. I think it might have been Kobe that asked me, like, who do you see on that team really stepping up for these, for the guys going into, the later months and into March? And I was like, Davion Sykes, because I think Davion Sykes' season was, it came out of nowhere. Like, he didn't, he had a slow start, but then once he took off, he kept going higher and higher and higher and higher. And so I didn't see him leaving this team at all, this school at all, because I felt like this was somewhere that he fit in. And I felt like it was somewhere where he made his name. Obviously, it also hurts to hear that Mason's leaving, because he just got Sunbelt All-Tournament team honors. So literally, it's like, you have these players that are so good at what they do, and these players that are kind of, it seemed like they fit here, but it kind of hurts, It hurts my little Bobcat heart.
For sure. And then the way that they worked together, they had like their own little movement. I remember going to the game one day to report it, and I was just in awe of just how they moved the ball around, the teamwork they had, and the chemistry they had as well.
For sure.
So, and then speaking, going back to Davion, he's actually come back from an injury. Mm. I think last season got injured, came back, which is makes his season he had this season so impressive, because it shows the resilience he had of coming back, working towards getting back on the court. So, man, we are definitely going to miss those three, but it's going to be interesting to see what Texas State does to bring in new players and see how they're going to find their groove back.
Oh, for sure. And Coach Johnson has an eye for perfection on who he wants on his team. And especially, they're not high and dry. Like, they still have gums, but he's still, after his injury, hopefully he can make a great comeback, and then we'll see until next season.
Exactly.
No, for sure. We just never got that Jordan Mason interview, dude. We were fighting for it for so long. We never got it.
Man.
That sucks.
No, for sure. But it's okay.
We're going to pivot off basketball. Again, they did make it to semifinals in the Sun Belt tournament. So shout out to the men's team. Y'all guys did great.
Yes, sir.
So can't wait to see what y'all come with next season. But to pivot into our, more spring sports, baseball. baseball, you know, 14-10 overall.
Okay.
4-2 in conference. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not terrible, but, you know, it's not terrible, but we can admit it was a little bit, it's a little bit less than what we expected coming in.
It's okay.
So how do we, you know, what are we thinking that's more of, what do we think about this team so far, how they've been playing?
I mean, honestly, this is only gearing them up for more SBC games because this, like, it was only JMU and App State as of right now. And then again, these guys still managed to blow everyone away at every game. Mm-hmm. So honestly.
Exactly. And then looking back to the recent JMU loss that Bobcats lost to the Dukes, it wasn't just like a blowout. The Bobcats are up 2-1 in the series. And in the last game, they lost just 7-5. And then in that last game, it was just that the Dukes capitalized off of the Bobcats' mistakes. So what they need to do now is just, you know, go back, fix those mistakes. Don't let those happen. And their next game is against UTRGV. And it's a home game. And so that's going to be a chance for them to redeem themselves, get their stuff together, you know, rejuvenate, regroup. And then, you know, also it being a home game, I feel like that kind of gives an advantage too. So hopefully that can give them what they need to be able to add another one to the win column.
I say, because baseball, they are home winners.
They know how to win at home.
Man, they're some home winners.
Exactly.
But to even go further on those points, I think we have to appreciate some of the greatness that we're seeing in. One person I want to appreciate is Daylan Pena. That guy has been on a tear. Like, literally, I think, what is it? I watched, this is kind of old, but I watched his game against UTSA. Dude, two grand slams.
Oh, Daylan,
like, Daylan Pena is, he's insane. And then you have Cameron Weil, who's also just tearing it up. He's getting doubles, stealing bases. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities being made on this offense. So that kind of leads you to think about, well, what's going on per se on the other side of the ball. And I think that in a sense that the defense isn't per se bad. I think it comes with, I think they become predictable.
Exactly.
I think the pitching is a little bit predictable, and that's what forces them to have all out offensive games. Because if you can't stop on defense, you have to win on offense. Simple as that. You have to win the shootout. And I feel like coach needs to, you know, gear it up. I think he needs to, we need to look at ways to possibly change up the pitch scheme or possibly, you know, I don't know, change it up. And granted, the pitcher squad is a little, there's some youngins on the pitcher squad. So,
that's,
you know,
true.
It's understandable as to why they're kind of, you know, it's kind of a rocky moment because they are young. There's like, I think only two or three upperclassmen on the pitcher roster. So, you know, I understand why it's happening. You know, it's just a matter of, what are we going to do in retaliation to that? Like, you know, obviously this is setting us back. How are we going to work with it and move forward?
Again, just that regrouping, figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and just coming back to this next home game and being able to take the W.
Oh, for sure. And again, like what y'all mentioned, it's a home field advantage. So they never disappoint here. And then a little like, more information on the UTRGV Vaqueros. They're 12-10 right now, 2-4 conference, and they're coming back from a 1-2 Grand Canyon series. So we don't know. It's going to be a little. Well, they were at, I believe they were at Edinburgh, so it was at their home field advantage. But
so with both teams coming off a loss, I know that's going to be a very interesting game to see. Both are trying to get back into the win column and redeem themselves. So. You know, hopefully the Bobcats just need to do what they need to do.
For sure. And then after the UTRGV game, the Bobcats will be playing a conference game against the Louisiana Raging Cajuns this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, here at Bobcat Ballpark. And they're number one right now at the SBC standings. Oh. So we're going to see where that goes.
You know, I think the Bobcats, they're used to being underdogs, though. I know they're used to being underdogs. They, what's it called? They've been, I mean, we look at not only basketball, we not only look at volleyball, but we look at all these sports. Test San Marcos is just, you know, people don't really find it fun to be like, oh, there is just San Marcos, you know?
It's just
the SBC. But I mean, we've proven, I mean, you look at the girls, they beat, you know, A&M. You look at the boys when they went to Houston, they beat big name teams. So I think people need to wake up, you know?
Exactly.
You know, I feel like there's talent here in San Marcos. And so I think baseball will be good. And all that will do good. But We're going to take a quick break right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW 89.9 San Marcos. Alrighty, Bobcat Nation, welcome back. Thank you for the vibe check with us and our quick little break. But now we're going to pivot off from baseball and talk about the female counterpart in softball who are lighting it up insanely. 26-7 overall, 5-1 in conference, coming off of a four-game win streak. Yep. By the way, that's a sweep of App State and a defeat of Texas A&M, who are ranked number 14 in the nation. Mm. So let's talk about it. I mean, you got Jessica Mullins, obviously, leading the nation with 16 wins on the mound.
Insane.
You got Sarah Vanderford breaking Texas State records. I mean, come on.
I really was just insane, or what I was thinking was just the Aggie game and how the Bobcats were able to beat them. That I personally wasn't able to go to the game, but I was seeing all the updates like on Twitter, and then I saw like the final recap. Mm-hmm. And then going back and looking at it, it was actually like a comeback story from the Bobcats. The Aggies were up at first, but they come back, and that is really the best kind of game right there is a comeback game. So that is just hopefully that momentum from that game, which obviously it has taken effect because they are on a win streak. Mm-hmm. They can just keep using that momentum and take it forward into the next couple of games. So I'm really just excited. And I feel like they are putting, like you said, before, they're putting Texas State softball, Texas State Bobcats on the map. Mm-hmm. They're saying, hey, like, we have the talent. And I just think that's so cool. And I'm so excited to see what they're going to do in the upcoming games.
Oh, for sure. And they're only halfway through the season. And they've battled against very well-known opponents such as A&M, Texas Tech.
Yep.
And whether they're like a Power 5 school or a highly ranked SBC team, no matter what opponent they take on, they'll put on a show for everyone.
Yes, they do.
Again, Roddy, with Jessica Mullins, she never disappoints, especially against their Appalachian State game series this past weekend. Yeah, she's wearing the Sam Houston Bearcats tomorrow when they face off.
And I think Jessica Mullins is just such a critical piece, not only a critical piece for this team, but I think she's just a critical piece of the culture here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at her, obviously she kills it on the mound. She has strikeout after strikeout. But you can tell that it's not just her show. It's that the whole defense is kind of her show. And you can tell that as much as the defense relies on her to get strikeouts, she relies on them just as much to get outs when a ball gets past her. And I think that's a beautiful thing to see, because that's how you know, like, that team has chemistry.
Mm-hmm,
now, obviously, literally. the whole team came back from last season, you know, and they only added. So it's good to see that this team has so much chemistry together, because as Jessica Mullins said, she was like, you know, I didn't have the best game I had, but knowing that my defense is behind me to back me up on any mistake I have, that's just a beautiful thing to see. And I think that's really what's that's the beauty of this softball team, is that, you know, they're not the most offensive team in the nation by far. But what they do is that they force other teams to have to step up their offense because their defense is that good. And on top of that, that A&M win and that sweep of App State now got our girls ranked. They are now 19th in the nation.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Insane.
We've been begging for it. Right?
Literally.
We said this after they only let Texas give a one run, and then they could proceeded to have win after win after win. We were like, yo, rank the girls. Come on.
Literally.
And then now they beat A&M and then sweep App State. Now they're 19th in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Has that happened before? Do y'all know?
Ooh.
Like, has a Texas State softball team ever been ranked?
I'm not sure.
Insane. That's like a huge accomplishment.
But to be
in the nation,
you're a top 20 team in the nation.
Y'all know how big the nation is?
Yeah, the nation's pretty big.
That's a lot of schools. Yeah. So just the shout out to them. Congrats to them. And then just hopefully using this to drive them to continue to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then some notable games coming up. I see they play Baylor.
Oh, yeah. That's after Sam Houston.
Yes, after Sam Houston. I saw that. I kind of jumped ahead. But that's going to be, you know, Power 5 school, Baylor Bears. That is going to be a good game. Y'all know if that's a home away?
I believe it's a home
Okay,
game.
I might have to go out to that one, because that is definitely going to be a showdown.
Yeah, because I don't know if I want to go to Waco for now.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a drive. But definitely going to have to tune into that one.
Oh, this is home?
There you go. There you go.
In San Marcos. Let's go.
Yeah, guys, come out and support your Bobcats playing the Baylor Bears.
No, literally, yes.
So I kind of did it. I meant to not stray away from the recognition. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we talked about Jessica Mullins. Mm-hmm. We can talk about Sarah Vanderford, how she's, you know, obviously tied the all-time career, you know, hit record here.
No way. Yeah.
So she's, I mean, you know, shout out to Sarah Vanderford. I think she is the offensive, you know, how we talk about Jessica Mullins being that defensive, you know, that defensive leader, that defensive piece of the team. That's how Sarah Vanderford is looked at, you know, on the plate. She is quite literally the offensive leader of that of this team. Mm-hmm. And like every game, she's getting at least one, two. I mean, she's making, she makes stuff happen, you know?
For sure.
And it's nice to have such a playmaker, dynamic playmaker, you know, on the plate, obviously ready to step up for you anytime. Sarah Vanderford does not shy away from it, challenges at all. And I think that's something that you have to, that's a person you need to kind of make sure that she passes that type of,
for sure,
you know, that type of courage along, because it's not easy to get up on that plate and, you know, play. As a former baseball player myself, it's scary, dude.
No,
you know?
For sure.
And I was never always the biggest, so I wasn't always going yard, but it's scary because, you know, if you get hit by the ball, listen, you don't, if you don't know the pain of getting hit by a ball, man.
No, thank you. That is literally like my worst.
It's something else, but it's just not even that. It's just batting is such a hard, I think batting is looked at as, it's not looked at as hard as it actually is. Batting is really hard because there's so many,
I agree.
There's so many different ways that ball can move, and there's so many different speeds that ball can move, and you're basically playing, you're playing a guessing game against one, and then not to mention, like,
the coordination is crazy.
You got a little box. You basically have a box, a set area of where the ball is going to come, right? But if you divide that box, it's pretty much like nine different squares.
Okay.
He's going
He's going to technical. Yeah, he's in the math aspect. Listen, it's starting to hurt.
It's not math. It's just, you know.
Okay, friend.
I'm just saying, it's very hard. So,
so shout out to them.
Shout out to Sarah, basically.
And then just speaking of, like, this Bobcat team is stacked. I was looking at their roster, just of course. Jessica Mullins, you know, you have Hannah Earl, Sarah Vanderford, like you just said, Cameron Bass.
Oh, it's Carmen.
Oh, excuse me.
You're good. You're good. It's Carmen Bass. Yes.
Sorry, Carmen.
She was
bad.
Stellar underclassman. She's been playing great too.
Like, see, like that is impressive. It's always so cool to see underclassmen.
Even Piper Randolph too.
Yes.
She's been playing stellar. Yes. So you got a lot of depth on this team.
And that's what I'm saying. So even when these upperclassmen do go on and graduate, they'll be able to pass that torch down to the underclassmen and to continue that legacy. So for the next couple of years, the Bobcats will be good. That's definitely what this roster is looking like.
Coach Ricky, Coach Ricky is definitely she's put her heart and soul into this team for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then like these like this group of girls, they're such amazing role models. Like for example, Jessica Mullins, she's putting on a great model before Azua. Azua has been a great pitcher. She's a freshman, I believe. So let me double check on that. But yes, she is a freshman.
She did just pitch against App State, didn't she?
Oh, yes. So she did put on a great show. And then again, like what you were talking about, how it, like they're going to pass the torch and everything's just going to go on from
there. Yeah, wow. I just always have so much respect for when, like, especially a freshman is able to be able to step up and and take on, like, App State.
For
or
sure.
just really just be able to play in general. So that is definitely an accomplishment.
Dude,
so
it's scary.
That's what I'm saying. So, these are grown women, y'all. The grown women. So, I mean, you're coming, what, 18? Fresh
out the gate.
Playing against what, 24, 23, 22, 21.
It's not even that. It's just like in high school, like each one of these ladies, they were just, they were the top, they were the dog. Like they were a top dog where they were, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
And so it's like, and then you go to college and it's like, oh, I'm not the top dog.
No,
anymore.
That's, it's like such, like even for me, like it was such a realization. Like I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, I was like good. I was the one at my high school. You go to college, it is not like that. It is the best of the best of the best, y'all. And you are like fighting and scraping. So for a freshman to go out there and do her stuff like she did, a big old shout out to her.
For sure.
Insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. I think softball, you guys are going in the perfect direction. Mm-hmm. I just cannot wait to see what the rest of y'all do with the rest of the season.
I also have one more thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, don't you worry.
Okay.
I do want to, like, provide a little, like, little background on Sam Houston. We did, this is our second time meeting.
Yes.
And the last time they met was 15th of February. That was during the Texas State Tournament.
Okay.
And they went against Texas Tech, Tulsa, and Northern Colorado. Mm-hmm. And the Bobcats beat the Bearcats in a run rule 10-0 by the fifth inning. So a question for y'all. Do y'all think they're going to do it again?
I mean,
I don't know, because this Bobcat team is looking.
They run ruled App State in the fifth inning.
Yeah. So do y'all think they're going to do it again?
I think I agree. I would have to.
I definitely would.
They can probably.
That's because at the beginning of the season, they were trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
Right? And it was like, okay, you know, like they were just kind of, they just had a good game. But I think they figured they played so many more games now.
I agree.
Momentum is so strong that it's like.
However, the only thing is, not like a however, but this is a road game. The Bobcats are going on the road, and it's going to be a testimony for them to see if they will be able to continue this win streak on the road.
Teams win at both home.
Exactly. Because that's my biggest thing. Playing a home game is definitely an advantage. You have the crowd, you know the place. It just, the vibes are there. So the Bobcats taking this game on the road, it's definitely going to be a challenge to see if they can do what they need to do.
I agree.
Oh, for sure. So softball, you know, I want to, you know, obviously looking forward to the next game against Sam Houston. Can't wait to see what you do with the rest of the season, obviously. So just shout out to that team. Shout out to Coach Ricky. But I'm going to pass to Grace because she has some news that she wants to deliver to us.
Yes.
Oh, well, not necessarily news. I was just giving y'all an update on Texas State soccer.
Yes.
We are in the middle of our spring season right now. Mm-hmm. We have been having a couple of spring games. Mm-hmm. We actually just had our alumni game, and that was pretty cool to see all those familiar faces coming back. We have an upcoming game against Abilene Christian this Friday, which is a home game. If y'all are feeling interested or not having anything to do, come out and support your Texas State Bobcats.
Bobcat Nation, come out.
There you go, guys. Come on, please. But and then we also play some notable teams like Baylor on April 15th then Texas A&M Baylor on April 5th and Texas A&M on April 13th.
Okay.
So those are like the big teams that we're looking forward to, and we're kind of like locking in for. My coach has like a set plan for each of the teams, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because you know those girls are good. I'm not even gonna lie, those girls are definitely good, but we are good too, so it's definitely going to be an interesting game. And then for our upcoming season, like in the fall, we don't have a huge recruiting class coming in, but we do have a couple of transfers that are definitely adding to the depth of the team, so look out for us next fall. And because we have our first scrimmage in August, and then conference will start in fall. So, you know, just be on the lookout for us and look out for Texas State soccer, guys.
So, Bobcat Nation, we're getting fed right now. I mean,
Literally. Listen,
you got big soccer's playing big names, and this soccer team is nothing to snuff at. I mean, they're talented ladies.
We are here, guys. We are here.
One thing I wish y'all's season was just longer. I wish it was like a more... The timing of it is so awkward, because it's like right when people like... kind of first come to campus.
No, for sure.
And it's like, by the time you learn the campus, it's like, oh, soccer season's over.
Yeah. Or so like we're going far, far away. Like there's no more home games.
Because I remember when I first came on campus, I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing my thing. I'm learning San Marcos. I'm having fun. And then I'm like, oh, wait, soccer's playing right now? And by the time I learned soccer's playing, I think the one game I got to watch, y'all played the Chanticleers. And I was like, y'all played Coastal Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And I was
like, who were they?
Coastal Carolina. Coastal. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a fun game. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all won.
I think you did.
That was a while ago. I'm pretty sure y'all won. But then I was like, okay, I can't wait to go to the next one. There was no next one. So I was like, dude, where did y'all go?
You have to take that up with Coach Steve Holman. Don Correa, our athletic director. But, hey, I'm letting y'all know now. Facts. August Marketing is when we start. Mm-hmm. And then throughout August to about October, late October, November, is going to be our game. So I need to see both of y'all there, supporting, maybe a little sign or whatever.
We got you. that would
be great.
I'm gonna have a cutout of your face.
Yes. Thank you. That is what I want. Thank you so much.
I
want that. So please, just like you said, mark down your calendar, guys.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Grace, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How are you feeling, like, overall, personally, like, spring practice and going into the season? You already have, like, a little tease of who you're competing against, too.
Ooh, that's a good question.
W reporter.
No, literally. Okay. I definitely would have to say that I am feeling good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every day is a competition. Every day you are competing against somebody, even if it's team bonding. You're competing against somebody. Uh-huh. And the coaches are taking note now, even if it's just spring, you know, scrimmage games that really don't count on our records. They're still watching. They're still taking account of all the good and all the bad. So it's like you have to come every day prepared to work. And that's what I've been trying to do. You know, you have your good days and your bad days. But I'm just focusing on having those good days and hopefully, you know, looking forward to a good season.
For sure.
It's crazy. I'll be going on to my junior year. It's like insane, guys. I'm trying to tell y'all, time goes by fast. All my freshmen out there, yes, I'm talking to you. It goes like you blink, and like I was talking to my advisor, and he was like, I'm originally like a fall 26 grad. I'm graduating next year, fall 25. Like, whoa. What is going, like, that's like the real world, guys.
Yeah,
like,
that's gotta be a big scary. Girl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, mommy and daddy not paying for my stuff. I'm like, that's scary. So, you know, guys, just live, enjoy college. Take it all in. Yes, live, laugh, love.
Exactly.
Like, take it all in, guys. Have fun. Don't stress too much. It's going to be okay. I promise. I promise you.
No, literally.
Well, there you go. You got your deets on soccer. Obviously, they got some big preseason games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually have one more thing.
Yes.
I was so sorry. Texas State Track and Field has been tearing it up. So shout out to them. Mm-hmm. They actually just had their a meet this past Saturday, and where multiple school records were broken. From the men's 4x4, they broke a school record. Mm-hmm. And then they actually have another meet this upcoming Saturday, which is their Bobcat Invitational, where some very good Power 5 schools will be at this meet. Ooh. So, guys, if you are available, come support your Texas State Bobcats this Saturday and Sunday. Actually, I think it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
It's a 3-day meet, I'm pretty sure. I could be lying to you, but I think it is. So, if y'all are available, go support.
Yes, for sure. Support track and field, obviously.
Yes, guys. Mm-hmm. Support all of the Bobcat sports.
KTSW's favorite, Daniel Harold, will be, you know, staple of track and field team. Literally. I personally also have some friends on the track and field team.
Oh,
so
wow.
Definitely, let's give support, show support. Yes. Let's show support, because we need to show support to all sports, not just
just football. Even though they're amazing,
shout out to football, shout out to basketball, shout out to everybody, but we gotta support all of them.
We love all of our
Bobcats everybody
sports.
Puts in hard. Everyone puts in the work to be recognized.
Yes, take it from me, we do, guys.
For sure,
everyone puts in the work to be recognized. So,
Rotrick,
please.
I'm sorry.
What?
You have friends in the track and field meet?
I got a couple connections, and we need interviews.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can work on it.
So, Nation, we might get a little interview for you guys. But I'm gonna throw it to our producer, Miss Osmara, to give us a weather update.
Okay, alrighty. So today's highest is 76 and lowest is 55, but it seems like it's gonna be sunny all day.
I can do that 76.
No, it was a nice walk here today. I'm not gonna
lie.
You know, I got my
This is sandal
on.
Weather for me.
No, literally.
Sandals,
no.
Whoa.
My toes, okay.
We might be stretching a little bit.
No, but no, like honestly, today, like after class or during your free time, go jump in the river day.
Oh, the river.
River day.
Honestly, in the rest of the week, it's looking pretty nice. 70s and like the highest, I'm gonna jump a little further, Saturday is 81.
That's definitely sandal weather.
So it's gonna be a nice week this week. So go outside whenever you're free after class. So go jump in the river.
The river, definitely. I know. I love the river. I love the river. No, actually, the river is actually a wonderful place to be if you're in San Marcos.
I second that.
Definitely check it out. But that is all the time we have here today in studio. I'm your host, Roderick Jackson, who is my producer, Osmar Vaez, and with Grace Reddick. And we will catch you on the other side of radio.